Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay? It is the Wendy's Big Show.
Well, get ready for some marijuana.
That guy who sounds like he had a stroke. That's Bill Baby Tosh Schmidt. I'm Robbie Matloff.
Shut him down.
Along with Tim Allen. Yeah, that's enough. That's enough of that.
Yep.
Coming up this hour, we'll talk with Rob Reichel of BobMcGinnFootball.com about the Packers. Aaron Rodgers back in the mix. We're talking with you about the Packers and Aaron Rodgers back in the mix right now. We want to know, how do you like their Super Bowl chances now with Aaron Rodgers? 414-799-1250. You can tweet the show at 105.7 FM The Fan. They've doubled, according to Vegas, the Packers' Super Bowl chances.
They've gotten better.
They've gotten better.
A lot better.
Yes, they've gone from 33-1 to 18-1.
I've got a
with just Aaron Rodgers returning. Are you that
future
confident?
Bet? I got a future bet on the Packers to win the NFC. So to get to the Super Bowl, still alive.
I totally forgot about those tickets that we got.
Yeah, I normally buy a couple of them, give them away for Christmas.
What, your gambling tickets?
Yeah,
you give those away for Christmas.
Yeah, they make great Christmas gifts.
Really?
Yeah.
It could end up being nothing.
It could.
It could just end up being a slip of paper.
Yeah, but then again.
But think about how much fun you have with it.
No, it's a lot like giving someone a scratch-off ticket for like, oh, well, it's your birthday. Here's, you know, $5, $10 worth of lottery tickets. You scratch them off. And what happens if they win like, holy crap, I just won $2,000 on this.
I mean, yeah, that's great.
Right.
It's a risk-reward. Like bringing Aaron Rodgers back from his collarbone injury.
Those of you looking for Christmas gift ideas in the future, they do. They really do.
That's a good stocking stuffer. I put some scratch-off tickets in my girlfriend's stocking last year.
Could you imagine?
But that better not be the gift.
Putting $10 or $20 on the Packers to get to the Super Bowl or to win the Super Bowl, and that would be their Christmas gift or stocking stuffer. And they look at it and say, wow, if the Packers get to the Super Bowl, I got, $270 here.
What's wrong with the scratch-off ticket as a stocking stuffer?
I was more concerned that you filled your girlfriend's stocking. Well, isn't that weird? Isn't that St. Nick's job?
Shut up.
Santa's real if you believe he's real.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't want to ruin anything for any kids.
Well, you just did, apparently.
No, well, here's the deal on your Super Bowl chances for Green Bay.
Thank you.
They're not eliminated. And with the looks of the NFC, I will just say this, incrementally, one game at a time, if you look at all the teams that are sort of likely to make the playoffs in the NFC, just arbitrarily throw the Rams, throw the Saints out there, the Eagles now without Carson Wentz, the Panthers out there, we're going to get a good head-to-head look at Green Bay versus Carolina, obviously, this week. But you look at all those teams, maybe even Seattle, you can't tell me that Aaron Rodgers under center cannot pull an upset or two against those teams. There's no dynamos right here. Now, everything's relative, Rami. You know that. Any given year, you can't look at the Rams as the old Rams. You got to look at the Rams as this year's Rams, or the Vikings, for that matter. I think they're the probably team to beat in my book. They're the team to beat in the NFC. But Aaron Rodgers under center can pull off an upset or two in the playoffs. There's no doubt in my mind they could.
The thing that they have working against them more than anything, because once they're in the playoffs, I think their chances are even with everybody else in the NFC. I don't see one clear-cut favorite, Tim.
That's what I'm saying.
You just went through it. So once you're in the playoffs, the Packers' chances are even with everybody else in the conference to get to the Super Bowl.
Now, you know what we're going to hear or people are thinking right now is, oh, Rami, Tim, Billy, you got to look at the defense. You think this defense is going to be good enough to get him into a Super Bowl?
Yeah.
The injuries or the offensive line, are they going to protect Aaron Rodgers and the running game? Well, there's Jamal Williams right there. Does Jordy Nelson get worked back into the program here? All of these things come into play. I get it. I do. But Aaron Rodgers elevates the level of every single person on that team.
Absolutely.
It's a different team now.
But here's what's working against them in terms of just getting to the playoffs, and I think that's the biggest hurdle. A, you need to win. The Packers need to win. If they win out, then two of these following things must happen. If the Vikings lose out, the Packers win the division. Yep. That's easy, but that's not going to happen. The Vikings are going to win at least one more football game.
They have the Bengals and Bears.
So we can toss that out.
Yeah.
They're not winning the division. That means that two of the following must happen. The Seahawks lose one of their remaining three. They have L.A., Atlanta, and Dallas.
That definitely could happen.
I'm sorry, L.A., Dallas, and Arizona.
Yep.
Or the Panthers lose to Green Bay and lose one of their following two games against Tampa Bay or Atlanta. The Falcons, if the Packers win, would need to lose two of the following three at Tampa Bay, at New Orleans, and against Carolina in Week 17.
Somebody, I don't know where I either read this or heard this, is this true that if both the Saints and the Rams win out and the Packers win out, they're in? Based on who the Saints play and who the Rams play. Is that right? It didn't sound right to me, but maybe it is.
From what I'm looking at, that doesn't look
right.
Well,
if the Rams won out, they would beat the Seahawks, and that would be one game that you would need to have happen.
That's true.
And the Saints then also play Atlanta. Carolina and Atlanta.
Oh, yeah, then that's true.
So to me, I mean, that could happen.
That could happen.
Saints and Rams win out, and Green
Bay wins
out.
At that point, it would make Atlanta the 5, and Green Bay would be the 6. And then you would travel to probably L.A.
You just want them in.
Mm-hmm.
The other two possibilities out of the 5 that could happen, and the Packers need 2 of the 5 to happen, Rams lose at Seattle, San Francisco, or lose all 3 of their remaining games, or the Saints lose all 3 of their remaining games. If any 2 of those 5 happen, then the Packers are in the playoffs. And as you just laid out, because of who's playing each other, Panthers play the Falcons in Week 17. The Saints will have the Panthers, Falcons, and Seahawks left on their schedule.
A lot going on.
It's not out of the question that the Packers could get into the playoffs almost easily if they win out their remaining 3 games.
If they win out. Now, Aaron Rodgers is going to come up just short of saying running the table or relax or anything like that. He's just going to get back in there. This is a playoff game. The one thing that concerns me, guys, is just the intensity level that the Carolina Panthers are playing at right now. And that energy level, I don't know if being away 8 weeks, Gary and Leroy would probably know more than I, but I don't know if you can capture that right away. I think early in the game on Sunday is going to be key. Don't get behind early because you need a little buffer time to have Aaron Rodgers work up to an intensity level. Energy level for the Carolina Panthers that just, you know, came off a win against the Minnesota Vikings. That was huge. I mean, how can you replicate that after, you know, standing on the sidelines and being in the trainer's room for 8 weeks? That's the one thing that concerns me.
How do you feel about the Packers' Super Bowl chances, either making it or winning it, now that Aaron Rodgers is back in the fold? 414-799-1250. You can tweet us at 1057FMTheFan. Unsolicited, Tim, we had a couple of people call in to the 2 o'clock hour and say they have no chance of going to or winning the Super Bowl. I especially want to hear from those people because I want to know your reasons. I want to know the logic behind you saying that this season is all but done for the Green Bay Packers. Got to hear from you people.
Strange things happen. Funky things happen. You know, we talked about that early on in the baseball season last year. And I said, hey, man, you know, it looks like it's a weird kind of year. And in that regard, here in football here, who thought the Rams would be a dynamo? The Eagles would be as good as they, well, were, and the Saints were going to be a 9 or 10, 11, 12 win team. I don't think a lot of people thought
Nobody
that.
Nobody saw that happening.
Look at the AFC, for example. Talk about how funky that is. Look at the Jacksonville Jags. They win a game on Sunday. They're in the playoffs. So crazy things can happen, and I'll just say that just look at it from the perspective of the other NFC teams. Don't tell me that they're not concerned that Aaron Rodgers is coming into their place in a do-or-die football game. They are concerned about that, and they should be. I think they do have it. Anytime you get in and you've got Aaron Rodgers, you got a shot. Now, is it a good chance? Right now, what are they sitting? Vegas odds has them
18-1.
To win the Super Bowl.
Yes.
18-1. There's some money to be had there. I don't know if I would lay my money on that now to happen, but it could. It's a lot better than it was 3 weeks ago, and that was 200 to 1. Think about that, 200 to 1. They beat Tampa Bay. It breaks down to Vegas had them at, what, 33 to 1.
Mm-hmm.
They beat Cleveland, obviously both in overtime. Cuts that, you know, to 18 to 1. What happens if they beat the Carolina Panthers?
I'm guessing it's probably at like 10 to 1, maybe.
10 or under. That's the thing. And I know a lot of Packer fans are thinking, well, have you seen the defense? Have you seen these guys play defense? Yeah, they have. But Aaron Rodgers does make a defense a little bit better, too.
Yes, he does. And the defense doesn't have to be that good. I'll get more into that after a break. But we want to hear from all of you at 414-799-1250 as we ask how you like the Packers' Super Bowl chances now that Aaron Rodgers is back. But especially want to hear from you people who are ready to declare this team dead and their Super Bowl hopes dead.
Some sentiment out there that says don't even play Rodgers the rest of the year.
Right.
Starting right now.
414-799-1250. Tweet the show at 105.7 FM. The Fan. It's the Wendy's Big Show. Want to know how you're feeling about the Packers with Aaron Rodgers back? We'll hear from you right after this.
In the ring to symbolize how much the people in the WWE universe have meant to them in their career.
Up.
And Undertaker laid the gloves down and folded up the robe. And finally, the last thing he did was he took his hat off and tipped it to the crowd. And we haven't seen him since.
He'll be back.
To symbolize that they're done pretend fighting. They lay all their wrestling gear in the middle of the ring.
You watch it!
Is wrestling that popular?
It's not real to me, damn it!
Not anymore.
No?
I don't think wrestling is that popular
anymore.
Wrestling
is still very popular.
Okay, it just sucks.
Especially around the world.
It just sucks.
I don't know.
I used to be a huge wrestling fan, but it's just not good. And I'm open to being a wrestling fan again, but it's just bad right now. It is wrestling themes for a Throwback Thursday presented by Master Z's here on the Wendy's Big Show. We're not taking votes for next week because it is a karaoke Christmas. That is a Big Show tradition, and we're not going to stop now. But you can send in your requests for next week and let us know which Christmas songs you'd like to hear Gary sing. Tweet those at 105.7 FM The Fan with the hashtag Big Throwback, and you're entered to win a $25 gift certificate to Master Z's and a pair of tickets to Northern Invasion 2018 going on May 12th and 13th out at Somerset Amphitheater. Again, let us know what Christmas song you'd like to hear Gary Ellerson sing. Tweet it at 105.7 FM The Fan.
12 Days of Christmas
with the hashtag Big Throwback.
Do you guys want to hear a couple of the nominations
sure.
quick?
Yeah, we can do that.
So San Pepe del Norte said he wants to hear Gary try to go up an octave. I saw Mama Kissing Santa Claus by Michael Jackson.
Good one.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
JS, Run DMC's Christmas in the Hollis.
And I want to hear Gary sing, not rap.
I want a hippopotamus for Christmas. That one came in from Jason.
Never heard that one.
That was real popular last year because there was some commercial that was airing every 5 minutes that had that in it.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, and probably my favorite that's coming is Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer.
Yeah, that's good.
That's next Thursday.
Yes.
Also, Rami has not been left out of this. Santo says Gary Ellerson and Rami Makhlouf need to do an All I Want for Christmas Is You as a duet. That would be really good.
I'd do it. I feel like I'd just ruin it, though, no?
No, I think it would make it better.
All right.
Yep.
I'm in.
Don't sell yourself short, Rami.
Okay. Thank you, Baby Tosh. Somebody said they want to hear him do, what's the Christmas song that Elvis is famous for singing?
Blue Christmas.
Blue Christmas. They want to hear Gary do a Blue Christmas.
Yeah.
That would be good. That's a good one. We're going to have to make a playlist before we get out of here, Baby Tosh.
That's right.
With all the requests.
You like how he looked right at me and said, we need to, meaning
you need to. You're my producer. You're my producer. That's a producer
that's
duty.
That's my quarterback.
Exactly. Speaking of quarterbacks, the Packers got theirs back. Aaron Rodgers, he comes back from the broken collarbone. We're going to be talking with Rob Reichel about that in just a few minutes from BobMcGinnFootball.com. Right now we're asking you, how do you like the Packers' Super Bowl chances now with Rodgers in the fold? 414-799-1250. You can tweet us at 105.7 FM The Fan.
Mm.
We've gotten a few tweets in. One is from an angry Pack fan. He says, you really think this team with that defense can win 7 games in a row against good teams?
Knew it was
not
coming.
Not a chance.
Knew it was coming.
You knew what was coming.
That right there.
About the defense?
Yeah, yeah.
And what's your rebuttal to that, Tamil?
Aaron Rodgers elevates everybody on that team.
Here's another one from Mike. He says 0% chance, although 12 is great, he does not play defense.
He elevates the play of all of those members.
And besides that, you're 100% right about that, Tim. Aaron Rodgers makes the entire team better. The Packers' defense doesn't need to be much better, if any better at all, to win a Super Bowl. Because to me, you tell me if you disagree, Tim, the magic number for the defense is 24. If you give up 24 or less points to a team in
you're
a given
in
week, Aaron Rodgers should, and that offense should be able to win that game for
and
you.
And at the very least, you're in it.
Right. At the very least, you're in it. Yeah. And let's go back through the Packers and their defense. Last week against the Browns, they gave up 21 points. Week before that, they give up 20 against Tampa Bay. Pittsburgh is one of the best offenses in the league. You gave up 31 points against them. That's just going to happen. Baltimore, you gave up 23. Chicago, you gave up 16. The Lions, you gave up 30. Okay, you'll probably lose that game with or without Aaron Rodgers. They held that high-powered Saints offense to 26 points. They held the Vikings to 23. Now, before that, the first 5 weeks of the season were kind of a mess for that defense outside of week one, where they gave up nine points to Seattle. After that, they gave up 34, 24, 14 and 31 to Dallas. But going all the way back to Minnesota, more times than not, the Packers' defense has been good enough to win if Aaron Rodgers was under center.
Do the chances look favorable for the Packers to get to or win a Super Bowl at this moment?
As crazy as this is going to sound,
no, they don't.
For me, it's harder for them to get in the playoffs than to
pull
win
an upset or
than
two.
To pull off a Super Bowl victory. If now take that into, you know, put that into perspective. Obviously winning a Super Bowl is very hard, but I'm just saying, with all the help that you need over the next 3 weeks, your fate, your destiny is not in your hands so much the next 3 weeks as it will be once the playoffs start, if the Packers are in. Because once they're in, there's not a team in the NFC that I look at and I go, well, the Packers won't beat them.
It's the Vikings. If I had to lay money right now on which team is going to the Super Bowl in the NFC, it's the Minnesota Vikings.
Let's get in John in Oak Creek. You're on the Wendy's Big Show. What's up, Johnny?
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a big challenge. Obviously, with Rodgers in there, that's going to definitely be a big plus. I mean, he's going to give them a chance to get back there. But it's going to come down to how well our defense can play. Our defense is going to have to elevate its play. And I know that, you know, we play the same type of defense as the Steelers. And what I would have liked to have seen, you know, Thompson done in the offseason, obviously, is re-sign Micah Hyde and of course, draft T.J. Watt. Because, you know, then you'd have somebody who could rush the big pass rusher. And so it's going to come down to what kind of players you pick up on defense for the following season. But, yeah, we definitely have a shot. We're going to have to – I think with Rodgers, we can rely on the running backs more now that we got some running backs who can run the ball, and with Aaron Jones and Jamal Williams. But overall, I think they have a shot. They have a good chance as long as they get past Carolina, and that's going to be a big challenge.
There'll be a lot of tunes changed. Thanks for the call. There'll be a lot of tunes changed if they beat Carolina here. Rami, I'm telling you right now, everyone is a little leery and trepidatious about saying that, you know, jump aboard the Packers bandwagon, Aaron's back, and we got a chance at this thing. I understand. I get it. I watch the same defense you guys do. This game turns a lot of people to the other side. It does. This one right here. Because you win this one, now you've accomplished one-third of your goal, and now you're facing that team. Your book ended, Rodgers right back to against Minnesota, and then you go from there. But this is the game right here. You would sway a lot of votes. The some of the folks that are saying, come on, look at it realistically. Tim, Rami, they don't have a chance to win nothing. They're barely getting the playoffs. If they win the Panther game, a lot of those people are going to change their tune.
Let's get in one more call. It'll be Sean on the south side. You're on the Wendy's Big Show. What's up, Sean?
How's it going, guys?
What's happening?
Oh, not much. Just heading home from work. Hey, I think Aaron should play, and I think it's one game at a time. If we have an opportunity for them to play, to win, to get to the playoffs, to get to the Super Bowl, you take it. Because back in 69, if you'd had the same mentality and said, well, we'll just wait till next year, it was 24 years later before something good happened for the Packers. So you don't take that chance to pass it on until next year.
Well, that's true.
You just play the games and you try to win. And from the defensive point of view, having Rodgers on the field, you have less opportunities for three and outs. The defense doesn't have to play as much. They stay fresher, and they don't have to be out there as often. So he makes the defense better. We've seen that.
I agree with you. All right,
thanks for the call.
Thanks. And again, Rami, I cannot stress this enough. This game here will tell the story. We'll tell the story with a lot of things. Did Aaron Rodgers' return help the defense? Did Aaron Rodgers return? Did he return to old form? Did he return to week 1, 2, 3, 4 form? Did he return? Was he a little rusty? Was it? So many things are going to be answered. Find one way by hook or crook to win this game, and a lot of people think a lot different about this Packers team.
Rob Reichel, I'm sure, has thoughts on this. He of BobMcGinnFootball.com will join the Wendy's Big Show next, right after this.
Sports Flash, right now.
From the it's the DX team for a Throwback Thursday, presented by Master Z. I'm Rami Makhlouf, along with Tim Allen.
You did?
No.
You didn't think this was Cactus Jack again?
No.
Okay, good. Coming up at 5, we're going to reset the big topics discussed on today's big show. Give you the final say on him with Great Lakes Dragaway Pick a Lane. It always confuses Tim. It's just too much with three topics flying around all at the same time.
Was it last week I did it? A couple of weeks ago, I guess.
Oh, when I wasn't here. Nobody was here. It was just you flying solo along with Jeff Orlowski.
I straightened up my act a little bit.
Oh, you did? Okay. So
there's a left lane, the return lane.
No, there's a left lane, a right lane, and a return lane.
And a return lane.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Left, right, return.
Yep. Let us know what Christmas songs you'd like to hear Gary Ellerson sing for a karaoke Christmas next Throwback Thursday. Tweet your Christmas songs at 105.7FM The Fan with the hashtag Big Throwback. You'll be entered to win a $25 gift certificate to Master's Ease and a pair of tickets to Northern Invasion 2018. That's happening May 12th and 13th out at Somerset Amphitheater with such bands as Tool, Avenged, Sevenfold, A Perfect Circle, Alice in Chains, Breaking Benjamin, Stone Temple Pilots, and much, much more. So tweet your Christmas song at 105.7FM The Fan with the hashtag Big Throwback. Joining us right now on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline, been covering the Packers for years. Now he does it for BobMcGinnFootball.com, and he joins us every Thursday. It's a pleasure to welcome in Rob Reichel. Rob, how are you this afternoon?
I am great. The pleasure's mine. How are you guys?
Doing well. Do you have a favorite Christmas song that you'd like to hear Gary Ellerson's rendition of next week for a karaoke Christmas?
Can I vote for No Gary Karaoke Christmas?
No. It's a Wendy's Big Show tradition, Rob, and we don't break tradition here on the show.
I will say this. It's definitely worth its entertainment value, isn't it, Rob?
Yeah, that's what it's about, Rob.
It is highly entertaining. I'll have to give it some thought, Rob.
Speaking of entertainment value, Aaron Rodgers certainly provides some of that for Packers fans. Does he provide hope, though, in your opinion, Rob, in terms of getting back in the mix and possibly Super Bowl contention?
Oh, there's hope, Rami. I mean, there's no doubt about it. I mean, going into these last three games, had they had to go with Brett Hundley against, this, I don't want to quite call it a murderer's row, but it's clearly three playoff-level teams and a couple heavyweights in there. I mean, Carolina and Minnesota are obviously in contention for the number one seed in the NFC, and Detroit's a legitimate playoff team. I mean, between the three of them, guys, they're 26-13. That's a .667 winning percentage. And they're probably at best, guys, with Hundley going to go 1-2. And Rodgers gives you a chance, I think, every single game, guys, to come out of that victorious. Now to string three in a row together, they're going to have to have a lot of things go right. Obviously, they're an underdog this week in Carolina. I would think Minnesota's a pick'em kind of a game in Lambeau Field, and they might be a slight underdog when they go to Detroit, if Detroit's still in the playoff hunt in week 17, guys. But no, clearly there's hope, Rami, and if they can somehow run the table again and push this winning streak to 5 games and win these last three with Aaron, they're almost certainly going to qualify for the postseason.
Rob, Tim here. Aaron made some comments about, I'm not here to save the Packers, and I know he's probably downplaying that a little bit, but the reality is he is back active to save the Packers, is he not?
Yeah, I think so, Tim. I think that's fair. When you make $22 million a season, you're asked to largely save things from time to time. And that's where they are right now, guys. I mean, they're not, had he played all 13 games, guys, they've probably got 9, 10, 11 wins by now. You remember they were 4-1 after Dallas when he had the late game heroics to go and win down there again. They're not sitting in a position, guys, at 7-6 if Aaron Rodgers has played all 13 games. So, yes, in a lot of ways, Tim, he does have to come back and try to save him. Now, I will say this, Tim, at the same point in time, I think he's coming back to a much better offense than the one he left. The offensive line is solidified. You know, Bakhtiari missed the majority of Rodgers' early games. He's back, and he's played well. You know, they're still pretty weak guys at right tackle, but the interior of that line has played pretty well for the most part. And they found themselves too high level, I think, or at least above average players at the running back position, guys, with Williams and Jones. Clearly, it's as good of a duo as they've had, I think, guys, in a long time. And it gives them a chance on Sunday. And really, guys, moving forward over the next few years, it gives them a terrific chance to be extremely balanced in the offensive attack that they want to put out there every single week. Whether or not Mike McCarthy does that might be a whole other story, guys. But they'll certainly have the ability to shift closer to a 50-50 or a 55-45 pass-run split than they've had in the past, where McCarthy, guys, is always in the 63-37 range. So I think the emergence of these running backs, guys, gives Rodgers a much better offense to return to.
Talking with Rob Breischel of BobMcGinnFootball.com here on the Wendy's Big Show. Looking at the other side of the ball, Tim, obviously Packers fans would like to see that defense play much better than what we've seen. But am I crazy, Rob, to say that the defense has actually been good enough for the most part of late for this team to make a deep run? I mean, at the end of the day, Rob, it comes down to how many points you give up. That's how you win or lose football games in the NFL. And looking back at the last few weeks, he gave up 21, 20, 31 of the, or 31 of the Steelers. A lot of teams are giving up 31 points to the Steelers. 23, 16, 26. I mean, a lot of these point totals that the Packers have given up are not outrageous, and are point totals that an Aaron Rodgers-led offense could certainly overcome, aren't they?
Yeah, you're right, Rami. I mean, the numbers aren't horrendous. Keep in mind, last week is Cleveland. 2 weeks ago is a pretty mediocre Tampa Bay offense, Baltimore's offense, which got up to 23. I think the defense played pretty well against Baltimore and kept them in it most of the way. But Baltimore's offense, too, Rami, isn't very good. I don't know, Rami. You know, at best, still, to me, it's a mid-level defense. There have been a couple positives. You know, the emergence of Darius Randle, guys, and I can't even believe I'm saying this, but he's played over the last 6 weeks or so at the level of a number one corner, I think. And we all saw after the Chicago game early in the season where Mike McCarthy sent him to the locker room in the third quarter. I really felt Randle's career in Green Bay might end that following Friday or that weekend. And it didn't, and he's turned the corner, and he might have saved his Green Bay career, guys. And now you're talking Clay Matthews, guys, over the last three games that he's played. He has 5 sacks. He looks like the Clay Matthews of 2010 again versus Clay Matthews that had 2.5 sacks up until week 10, I think, of this season, guys. So there have been a couple of real positives. The pass rush has been decent, guys. Of course, Tampa's offensive line 2 weeks ago was pretty lousy, but they've gotten after quarterbacks a little bit. Cam Newton and his offense, I think, guys, provides a much greater challenge than they've seen in the last month. The wide receiver group isn't terrific by any stretch, but they run the ball really well. The running backs catch the ball out of the backfield, and, of course, Newton can beat you with his feet. So it's a whole different animal this week that they're going to have to prepare for and then try to stop with Cam Newton and that Carolina offense, guys.
Okay, so you have an average of 3 catches and 22 yards a game with 0 touchdowns. I'm talking about Jordy Nelson. I am really fascinated in how he is reincorporated back into this offense. Where do you see that going? Because obviously Devontae has been outstanding and he's got a bright future, but boy, it's been amazing for us to see Jordy Nelson just fall to the wayside here.
Tim, I agree with you wholeheartedly. I think it's a story that maybe hasn't gotten a ton of play, but it's going to be fascinating to watch, and it's really going to be vital to where Green Bay goes with that position, I think, guys, in the offseason. In addition, Tim, to the numbers you just kind of outlined there and really Jordy's lack of production playing with Hundley, the stat that really jumps out, Tim, is his yards after the catch. It's in the low twos. It's 2.1, 2.2.
Wow.
Tim, he's going to the ground like a 60-year-old man as soon as he catches the football. I mean, he's falling down in the fetal position. It's kind of remarkable to see. For so many years, we'd see Jordy catch that slant in stride and then just keep going and get 8, 10, 12 yards after the catch. Sometimes he'd take him to the house. Those days seem gone. Whether or not he can find that magic again, Tim, with Aaron Rodgers, and Rodgers made it a point yesterday when he talked to the media to say he really wants to get 87 incorporated again back in the offense. I mean, Tim, that's all well and good, but I think we're all wondering, is that realistic anymore?
Because is there something wrong with him, or what's up?
Tim, I mean, Father Time gets everybody. And whether or not that's happened to Jordy or not is something I guess we're going to find out here over the next few weeks and into next season. And it's something the Packers are going to have to make a determination on in the off season, because they're going to have to give Davante Adams north of $14 million, Tim. So you cannot come back next year and pay him 14, Cobb 10, and Nelson 10. There's no way they can spend $34 million, you know, 20 to 25% of their salary cap money on those three guys at wide receiver. So one of those two guys between 87 and 18, Cobb and Nelson, probably have to go, Tim. And I think these last 3 weeks are going to be pretty vital to figure that out.
Rob, we often ask you for a prediction on the upcoming weekend's game. I'm going to do something a little bit different this week. Rob Reichel, do the Packers run the table and get into the playoffs? Your prediction, sir.
No, and I'm a gloom and doom and a naysayer. You know that, Rami, for the most part. But I think this story of, finishing with five straight wins kind of comes to an end. Actually, this week, I think Carolina's just a flat-out better football team, guys. They're certainly head and shoulders better on the defensive side of the football. And even with a healthy Rodgers, I think this would have been an incredibly hard game for Green Bay. But, guys, I think he's going to have some rust coming back. I know he's been throwing the ball around the last couple of weeks and practicing and running scout team stuff. And he's really hit all the check marks on his way to this recovery. But you guys remember in 2013, the Rodgers that came back against Chicago – And then played against San Francisco in the postseason. Was a good quarterback. It wasn't quite the Aaron Rodgers. You know, it wasn't the A plus level type Rodgers that you're used to. It was a B minus kind of performance. I'm thinking, guys, you're going to see something like that, and it's not going to be quite good enough this week to beat Carolina.
That is Rob Reichel. Find his work at BobMcGinnFootball.com and on Twitter at Rob Reichel. And every Thursday, right here on the Wendy's Big Show. Rob, always appreciate it. We'll talk next week.
All right, guys. Thanks a lot.
He predicts the loss to Carolina, and it all comes crashing down this weekend?
Yeah.
No, tell me no.
We will discuss further, Tim. In Great Lakes Dragaway, Pickle Lane, Rob Reichel joins us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. And Great Midwest Bank has been committed to personalized common sense lending since 1935. When you're in the market to buy, build, renovate, or refinance, visit greatmidwestbank.com to discover the benefits of simply local banking. We'll reset the big topics discussed on today's big show. Give you the final say on them. Great Lakes Dragaway. Pick a lane is next on the Wendy's Big Show.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.